The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Filattiera. An area of biodiversity between the Magra River and the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines, in the charming municipality of Filattiera, in the Lunigiana region, the historic villages, castles and parish churches are set in an area of rural landscape and natural environments that can be discovered along ancient mule tracks and paths that wing through hills and mountains carved by rivers and streams. The Magra River and its tributaries cross the territory, creating a varied and evocative landscape. Its alluvial terraces not only tell the story of passages and encounters along the Via Francigena, but are also a living natural and cultural heritage that deserves to be preserved and enhanced for future generations. Along its course, the protected natural area of local interest is a symbol of the presence of an important natural heritage, where biodiversity is expressed in an extraordinary way. The riparian environments, rich in willow and alder groves, not only offer refuge to numerous bird species, but also contribute to the preservation of vital ecosystems. The presence of species, such as the great white heron, with its majestic flight, and the night heron, with its characteristic nocturnal silhouette, enriches the ornithological landscape of the area. In addition, waders and bee-eaters, with their bright colors and unique behavior, make these areas a true paradise for bird watchers and nature lovers. This beauty is not limited to the bird life, but also extends to the flora, which, with its variety of aquatic and terrestrial plants, contributes to the creation of an enchanting landscape that changes with the seasons. Overlooking the Magra, the hills and mountains of the Tuscan-Emilian Apennines, covered with woods and meadows, rise up to protect the valley, contributing to the creation of a unique environment, also a symbol of biodiversity and home to the national park of the same name. 1,000 meters above sea level, just before the Apennine peaks, the Prati di Logargena appear. A green carpet under the blue sky, a place where nature dances in harmony and time seems to stand still. These vast expanses of green provide the perfect setting for families and outdoor enthusiasts, especially in May, when the meadows are colored with blooming daffodils and the locals gather to celebrate the blossoming. Children run free, laughing and playing, while adults prepare a picnic with local products. Cheeses, cold meats and freshly baked bread. In summer, wildflowers begin to bloom like patches of color, while the fresh air brings with it the scent of dew-soaked earth. A kingdom of plant and animal diversity, it is an excellent place to observe wildlife. While you are trying to observe the flight of the golden eagle, you may come across grazing fallow deer and roe deer, or find traces of wild boar and the Apennine wolf. In the past, these pastures were the grazing grounds of the shepherds of the Lunigiana, who brought their flocks here in the summer to feed on fresh grass and enjoy a cooler climate than at the bottom of the valley. The optimization of cattle feeding and mountain life was a cultural practice that deeply influenced the local traditions, gastronomy, and landscape of these lands. The view from Logargena is spectacular. You can admire the Val di Magra stretching towards the sea and the Apuan Alps on the horizon. This place is ideal for photography lovers, for those who want a moment of relaxation, and for those who want to discover the wonders of the Apennines and enjoy direct contact with nature. The meadows of Logargena, with their unspoiled beauty and enchanted atmosphere, remain in the hearts of those who visit them. Every step, every glance, every breath is an invitation to slow down, to listen and to reconnect with your soul and with the earth. And so, even when you move on, a part of this place remains with you, an eternal reminder of a corner of paradise that lives on in the memory of those fortunate enough to have passed through it.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of Gal Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.